A tile illustrated with a fox speaking to geese. In the past, rooms were heated by means of tile stoves. One of the display cases shows a very interesting specimen of a clay tile coming from such a stove. The tile is approximately 25 centimeters wide and 16 centimeters high. It is decorated with a relief showing a fox speaking to geese. The fox is shown from the side to the right. It's standing on its hind legs, addressing three geese, sitting one by one on a low perch. The fox is leaning forward, reaching out, as if trying to capture the geese. Three smaller geese are sitting on the fox's back. The tile surface is cracked and chipped here and there. For instance, a piece of the fox's mouth is missing. The scene depicted on the tile was popular in medieval Europe. It refers to an old French poem about a man who escaped from a monastery and read aloud didactic texts to geese. When the curious birds came closer, he caught and ate them. In the Middle Ages, people liked riddles and symbols. For example, a man was often portrayed as a fox, a bear, or a monkey. The list of medieval symbols is much longer. We know a few other interesting tiles from this period, illustrated with scenes from the Bible or myths. Others are quite scary, showing dragons and monsters. I must admit, though, that when I look at the tile at the exhibition, I only think how much I'd like to embrace a tile stove that once stood in the palace rooms. Today, they're so difficult to come across. They were like towers filled with warmth. Their colourful tiles depicted knightly coats of arms, leaves, flowers, and fruits. Although countless treasures can be found in the museum, our journey has come to an end. It's time to say goodbye. Please do come again. See you soon!